they've been clear that their proposal did not include anything to do with the nuclear issue inside of Iran. Let me just take you through some of that 14-point proposal from the Iranians, which essentially centers around the fact that they want to get to some form of deal within the next 30 days, initially rejecting the US's two-month ceasefire proposal that was put in place. So some of the details inside this peace deal from the Iranians suggest there's a withdrawal of US forces from Iran's surroundings. That's one thing that they're demanding. They want the lifting of the naval blockade and a new mechanism for the Strait of Hormuz. They've also said that they want to see sanctions lifted. They want the release of Iranians' frozen assets. They also want to see compensation paid for the US and Israel starting this war. And they want to see a complete end to this war on all fronts, that including Lebanon, where there's supposed to be a ceasefire in place right now, but fighting between Israel and Hezbollah continues. And in the last 24 hours, Alex, we've seen Israel strikes kill more than 20 people alone. So there's a lot of elements to this latest peace proposal from Iran, which has now had a response from the US.